You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Half immediately rushed over to chase the lion away, and the gentleman that was driving, he sustained some injuries to his arms.
Chapel was in Africa to raise money for an anti-poaching nonprofit that protects animals. The USA Freedom Act is now law. The act President Obama signed Tuesday reinstates federal surveillance powers that expired late Sunday night. It modifies the NSA's bulk collection of Americans' phone data. Google is working on technology so you can count calories by taking pictures of your food. Google engineers are developing an algorithm that will detect foods in a photo based on how they look. This is USA Headline News.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to keep you company on the drive home. My $5 fill-up with chicken tenders and all-new FLG sauce is precision-engineered to drive hunger clear across the county line. It'll cause an 11-car pileup of herbs and spices in your mouth. With mashed potatoes, a cookie, and a drink for just $5. We're late for eating. Better step on it. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary.
There's an acute food shortage for people in Nigeria and the surrounding region, as an estimated 400,000 people have been forced out of their homes by the Islamic terrorist organization Boko Haram.
The World Food Program of the UN reports the crisis in Nigeria, it now in countries like Niger, Cameroon, it now in Chad, has forced at least 400,000 people to flee the Islamic terrorists. Adele Sarkozy of the World Food Program says the crisis is affecting the entire region.
This has become a regional crisis. It's affecting not only Nigeria, but also the neighboring countries, with people fleeing across the border. Those who are suffering the most are unfortunately the children. In Cameroon, for example, we can see the malnutrition rates going very high, up to 35% in some of the border areas.
Over the past 6 years, the terrorist group Boko Haram has been trying to create a strict Islamic state in northeastern Nigeria. I'm John Clemens.
Over 400 people are still unaccounted for after a cruise ship capsized on China's Yangtze River Monday. This is USA Headline News.
A recent study proved that companies whose sales staff used promotional products did 22% more business than companies that didn't. Show it, wave it, share it, even give it away. But whatever you do, put your logo on it. Small businesses, large corporations, even mom and pops increase their brand with promo products from USAPromoStuff.com. Pens, bags, office items, stadium cups, USA Promo Stuff has it. So go get it. Visit USAPromoStuff.com. USAPromoStuff.com. That's USAPromoStuff.com.
Your skin may be vulnerable to summer rashes. Dr. Jennifer Lucas with the Cleveland Clinic says poison ivy is always a concern during the summertime.
If you get a mild case of poison ivy, it may be something you're able to manage at home. But if you start to get a spreading of the rash, it's really uncomfortable, you're starting to get blisters, these are times when you should seek medical attention.
Poison ivy and poison oak release oil that causes the itchy rash. You can minimize the allergic reaction by scrubbing your skin with soap and cold water as soon as possible. Dr. Lucas says summertime temperatures can also cause heat rashes.
The sweat glands, they can crystallize and they can form a rash. So, for instance, a time you'll see a heat rash is if you're laying down for a long period of time and sweating on your back. You may get a rash on your back because you've accumulated some of that sweat under the skin and it's gotten very irritated.
President Obama will be appearing on local televisions around the nation today to sell a new free trade agreement with Asian countries. He's sitting down with TV anchors from Dallas, El Paso, Sacramento, San Diego, and Seattle to promote the proposed Trans-Pacific Partnership. Those cities were chosen because they conduct a lot of trade with Asia. The president is also seeking support from Congress to finalize the pact and pass it. Some Democrats are opposed to the deal, saying it ships too many jobs overseas. The U.S. trade deficit is narrowing. That's according to the new report from the Commerce Department that beat analyst expectations. The gap shrank by almost 20% in April and now sits just above $40 billion. Experts say trade might become less of a problem for the U.S. economy as a strong dollar increases demand for American-made goods around the world. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Good afternoon. And the weather for Hunterdon County, it is currently 64 degrees, and the humidity is at 60% with visibility at 10 miles out. This afternoon, it will be partly sunny with a high near 67. Tonight, a chance of rain mainly after 3 in the morning. It'll be cloudy with a low around 55 and a 30% chance of precipitation is expected. Thursday, chance of showers mainly before 2 p.m. It will be cloudy tomorrow with a high near 70 and the chance of precipitation is 30%. Thursday night, chance of showers mainly after 8 p.m. with a low around 84. Friday will be mostly cloudy with a high near 74. And then Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 82. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 76. So it looks like we have a very nice weekend expected. It is currently 12:08.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. And kind of backing up on the show from last week, which was about codependency and taking care of other people, rescuing them, enabling them, I decided to move a little bit further along in caregiving for aging parents. So with codependency, which I talked about last week, we are caretaking, rescuing, and enabling people who really don't need it. There really are times in our lives when we do have to do some caregiving and caretaking and even some rescuing. And that's when we have elderly parents. Oftentimes, they need our care. And as children, we often need to take the responsibility for what happens with them. And it's not often easy. It's good to actually at some point, maybe when your parents are in their 60s or early 70s, to actually sit down and talk to them and create a plan. My suggestion is to, if your parents can afford it, that they have a long-term health care plan, but they also have a long-term care plan with you. Support comes in many different shapes and styles. Oftentimes, it does fall on the shoulders of one person. Oftentimes, it's the eldest, and even more oftentimes, it's the eldest daughter. I will say, I am the eldest daughter, and it has fallen upon my shoulders to be the caretaker for my mom, who is in her mid-80s. And so this topic is not only important for many of you that are listening, but it's also poignant for me personally. And there's many things that I need to do in terms of caretaking my mom. I need to help with what's going on in her health. So I need to be abreast of her medications, her doctor's appointments, where she's living, make sure that her situation is safe and clean, that she's able to manage where she's living. My mom is pretty independent. She drives. So I need to be aware of what's going on with her car, make sure that she has her home. She lives in a nice little condo, to make sure that it's safe for her. I need to help her with her paperwork, review her finances, talk about her nutrition, talk about exercise, talk about socializing. So there's a great deal of things that go into caretaking an elder parent. So one of the things that I think is really important in this topic is not only the role that you may have, it's also the stress of this situation that you may find yourself in. Like I said, it's really important to have a discussion before a crisis happens. The one child that happens to be in charge needs to get support from his or her siblings. And the key to that is communication. Now for me, my brother lives over an hour away from my mom, and I'm only 8 minutes, as a matter of fact, between my home and my office. I pass my mother's condo, so she's either on my way to work or on my way home. So she's very much active in my life. And at the same time, it's really important that I keep my brother abreast of what is going on in my mother's life. It is his mother too. So it's important that any of you that are taking care of an elderly parent and you have siblings, that you do let your siblings know. Now, oftentimes what happens, or I'm not going to say often, but sometimes what happens, the sibling who lives in another state has critical comments to say about what you're doing as the caretaker. It does create family stress. Absolutely. And so sometimes we have to actually even look elsewhere for support. We have to look to our community. We have to look maybe to our county, which may have some respite care programs, where you may find some caregiver support programs to do some things like provide some transportation or provide some estate planning consultation to help understand financial issues, to sit and meet with medical staff or live-in staff or some type of aid that might be coming in and helping out. And ultimately, it is communication. It's communication and it's communication. It's important to be able to pay attention to your parent, his or her needs, and remember that there really are two people in this situation, not just you, the caretaker. That's part of why it's so stressful. Because an aging parent does require a lot more time, energy, and effort on your part. And you may have other responsibilities. You may have young children, be married, have your own home, a career, and it becomes a balancing act. So I am going to take a little commercial break, and I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat to talk about caretaking an aging parent.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at HuntertonChamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamirroll, your host for today's program, and I am talking about taking care of our elderly and aging parents. Well, you know, generally by the time we reach 55, we find that our parents are maybe 75, 80, even a little older. And we kind of become sandwiched in between. So we still have children that may possibly in high school or putting through college or planning weddings and maybe even have some of our own grandchildren. And then we find that we're now taking care of one or both of our parents. And it can be crazy making, overwhelming, burdensome, uncomfortable, anger-producing, frustrating, harrowing, exhausting. Anybody identifying? It can also be pleasant, pleasurable, uplifting, enjoyable, spiritual, bonding. So one of the things that's the hardest thing, I think, to do is accepting that things have changed. We can no longer lean on our parents. Our parents are now leaning on us. They're depending upon us, their children. And the world is turned upside down. All of a sudden, I am parenting my parent. We never knew this was going to happen, or we did know it was going to happen, but we weren't really prepared. And sometimes the old emotions that we had about our parents don't apply anymore. One of the things that I would definitely suggest, if you have the time or opportunity, is to keep a journal. Take things slowly. Things aren't going to happen all at once, and it's more like a marathon. It takes time, and don't rush things. This is uncharted territory. And so, again, I'm going to suggest the journaling, if you can do that. Sometimes we expect our parents to be grateful, and sometimes they are. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes they get angry. They get angry because of their own loss of control. They get angry because all of a sudden now you, the child, is having the authority over their life. And they may lash out because of what they've lost. They may be tenaciously holding on to their old lives, not wanting to move out of the home that's more than they can handle. Not wanting to see what's really going on for them. Not wanting to admit that they've got shortcomings and that they are less capable of handling things, especially when they were vibrant adults being in charge of companies, running a household, taking care of their children, and now all of a sudden things have shifted for them. Sometimes we have hopes and expectations that now that my parent is older, we're going to have a wonderful, loving, gentle, kind relationship. And sometimes when we have parents who have had issues in their lives, they may hold on to their crazy and may even get worse. So you need to look at your own expectations and learn how to develop a little bit of detachment. Because the elderly parent that you're now handling is not the parent that you had when you were 15. And it's not the parent that you had when you were 35. This is completely different. And expecting them or even hoping that they are different or the same, you may find yourself disappointed. It's actually better not to have any expectations and be surprised. I mean, think about it. You know, I think about, well, heck, you know, I am sort of a little bit beyond middle age, just middle age, a little beyond middle, you know, like just a little bit beyond. But heck, I still have probably a good 35 years of my life yet. That's sort of like my whole adult life yet, still ahead of me. My mother, she doesn't have that. So we need to think about and care about the loss that they're struggling with. Physical loss, sometimes financial loss, loss of years, regrets that they may have, loss of health, loss of employment, loss of income, loss of living conditions. You know, once, you know, our parents may have had a home where they had 3-4 bedrooms, taking care of the yard. Now they're living in an apartment. Now they're living in senior housing or assisted living. Now they're living in a nursing home. And so they don't forget what their lives were like. They just see now that their lives have been limited and have become smaller. They struggle with loss of their friends, loss of a spouse. So an elderly person actually struggles with a lot of grieving. And so they may be sad, and they may be moody, and they may be angry. And they feel really sad. And so the thing is that I promote not the quantity of life, in other words, how long someone lives, as much as the quality of life. And I think that that's really, really important, quality of life. Well, what does that mean? Well, part of that means giving them autonomy. Let them run their own lives to the best of their ability. It's not our position to control them as much as to guide them and help them out and be supportive. Now, it may be that they can't decide everything on their own, but there's a lot they can decide on their own, and I definitely suggest family meetings on occasion. And so that happens in my family. On occasion, my brother and I and my mother, we get together and we talk about where things are and where we're going and what needs to happen and those kinds of things. Definitely ask their advice. It shows that you respect them and that you love them and that you still recognize them as your parent. And it helps affirm them. And they feel as if they're providing some of the wisdom of their years, their experience and their knowledge. And you know, our elderly have a lot of experience and a lot of knowledge. One of the things that's often a positive thing, and hopefully your parent is open to it, and that's to talk about their lives. Give them that opportunity to talk about their life experience, their memories, their childhoods, their relationships, their careers, their travels. It helps them when they reminisce about what their lives were like. And oftentimes, they enjoy doing that. You know, our parents grew up in such a different time. We're living in the age of technology. Some of our parents grew up, like my husband talks about his dad, he didn't have electricity, there was no running water. We go, really? Wow. My mother, she lived in New York City as a kid. Ice was delivered to fill the ice box, horse-drawn carriages, people calling, you know, get your vegetables, those kinds of things. Oh my gosh, really? Some of us, our parents grew up during the Depression. And to find out what that was like for them as children. Or we may have parents that were in World War II or Korea. What was that like? To find out their history, their memories of their parents, our grandparents, and maybe even their grandparents, our great-grandparents. It really gives us the opportunity to connect with generations past, which helps us know a little bit about who we are today. And that is part of caretaking and giving care to our elderly parents. Well, I actually need to stop and give a short news break, and I will be back with Counselor's Chat, and I am Ruth Altamura, your host for today's program.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The FBI says they will investigate the fatal shooting of a man who had been under surveillance by terrorism investigators. Police say Usama Rahim was shot after he lunged at a Boston police officer and an FBI agent with a knife when they tried to question him. Boston Police Commissioner William Evans says the officers did not have their guns out when they confronted the man.
And they kept retreating, verbally giving commands to drop the weapon. And at some point, the individual's proximity came close that the officers were in danger, their lives were in danger, when two officers discharged their weapons.
The Council of American Islamic Relations warns that they will monitor the investigation. Congress has sent legislation to the president to revive temporarily a disputed government surveillance program 2 days after letting it expire. The House has already passed the bill, and President Obama plans to sign it quickly. This is USA Headline News.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
For the first time, America's behavior expert Scott Farrell is offering you the Marriage Matrix. The system used for years to help save marriages is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
Hi, I'm Karen Palatash of MGX Outdoor, and being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. And I am talking about caretaking our aging parents. And it is a difficult job, and a challenging job, and a pleasurable job, and a crazy-making job, and many kinds of things that we actually may not have been prepared for, which is part of why I'm talking about this. And like I said when I started the program today, it's sort of backing up on codependency, that there are times when we really do have to caretake. However, in that process of caretaking our parents, we need to also learn how to separate sometimes emotional dysfunction. You might have conversations or interactions with your parents that creates emotional dysfunction for yourself. And what I mean by that, it can be a crazy-making conversation. Or you might say, what was my mother thinking? That doesn't make any sense. So it's some cognitive dysfunction, or I'm not even talking about a parent with Alzheimer's or dementia. It's just that things that go on, which is normal and natural. Things that our parents used to do, maybe doing again. The dysfunctioning may be something that you need to keep track of. You may not even realize it, but there may be some early signs of dementia or Alzheimer's. So you need to keep track of things. React to it gingerly. So, Mom, what are you thinking? Does not really work. So it may be that you have to be really gentle and patient. Have positive thoughts. Because what you want is your parent to be taken care of well. So it's important to do your best to be steady and kind. Give little gifts here and there. And provide assurance for them. Be aware of who is providing other kinds of services for them. The cleaning person, a social worker, a physical therapist, a nurse, a doctor, a caring neighbor. And treat that person well, or those people well, because you want them to treat your parent well, or parents. And know who is coming and taking care of, and caretaking, and being involved. One of the things that you need to be aware of is the possibility of elder abuse. So it's important to stay on top of it. Now there are times, and I've had clients who have had these problems where dad is elderly, he finds a girlfriend, the girlfriend's taking the money. Sometimes we have to step in and do things legally. It's not always easy. It can be a challenge. And one of the things that you have to begin to do is you have to be able to know your limits and your boundaries. You also need to know your emotional buttons. No one knows those emotional buttons as well as your mom or dad because they're the ones that install them. And so sometimes our parents can push those buttons. And next thing you know, we find that we're in an argument with an 85-year-old or a 90-year-old. And that's not really what we want to do. So we need to be cognitively aware of where we're sensitive to things that our parents say and detach a little bit. So it may be that we have a parent who was abusive and may still be somewhat abusive or maybe even be very abusive as an elderly parent. And yet we still have the responsibility to take care of them. Well, it's very important to be able to recognize that you have to set a boundary and a limit and take care of yourself first. It's kind of difficult to be able to say to yourself, well, I have to be the loving and mature person in this, and I'm taking care of my dad, and I have to be loving and mature? Well, yes, you do. A parent is going to push those buttons. They just are. It's the nature of the relationships that you've had. The reality is that I am in charge now of my own triggers. And so if my mother pushes on that trigger, I am the one that's responsible in terms of how to handle it. And believe me, I've already told you that I'm in this situation. I'm not perfect at it. There are times when my mom, boy, she gets me and next thing you know, I can't believe I'm in an argument with her. I need to stop. And the thing is, I need to stop. I can't make her stop. And it might be that I have to say, you know what, Mom? Before we really get into it, why don't I hang up the phone? I think maybe we'll have to talk about this another time. One of the things that so often happens, we don't recognize this, is that as our parents get older and they recognize that they are fragile and that their life span is shrinking and that their physical and mental abilities are compromised. And they find that they're leaning on us as parents leaning on their children. Again, it's that autonomy. And so sometimes they want what they want, the way they want it. They have expectations because you're the child and I'm the parent and you should dot, dot, dot. And it's important to be able to say, you know what, I have to put limits. I can't always do it. Sometimes I have to say no, or I need to elicit help from other people. Sometimes our siblings will help. And sometimes our siblings don't help. Sometimes we can expect the worst from our siblings. Many times people go bonkers when their parents get old. Money, childhood mementos, furniture, possessions, all from the family home. The will. Need to have a will. Really important. And it's so important to talk about these things. I don't want to talk about mom dying. I don't want to talk about dad dying. That's the reality of life. And you know, at some point, our parents are going to die. And we need to make the decision about what we're going to do. And you know, this is how I see it. I have one brother. And if he wants the punch bowl, you know, have the punch bowl. It's just a thing. Or the money, why are we arguing over that? What's mine and yours and this and that? Fortunately, in my family, we have done a lot of talking about it. And we will continue to talk about it. And my brother and I both know about my mother's will. We have talked about what she wants in terms of a funeral and where she wants to be buried, and which would be next to my dad. He's already passed. And so it's important to have those discussions rather than fight over it. Is it really that important? Is the tea set really that important? It's not really. However, there are times that you need to protect yourself, make a decision, maybe to stand back, maybe to disengage, and you may feel sad about it. Many, many families at the end of a parent's life. And see, this is the thing that happens. You know, you've got the big house. Well, now we're moving mom to an apartment. Well, now that means there's a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. Well, what do we do with this stuff? We sell it. We take it to the dump. We split it up. We argue over it. Really? And then mom goes from her nice condo to an assisted living or a nursing home or a senior where it's much smaller, and again she's downsizing. We're going to argue over the stuff? Well, dad said I was going to get it. Well, dad said I was not going to get it, or whatever. How does that help your parent? It actually doesn't. And the family stress is not necessary. So letting go is a really important part of this whole process, as is taking care of yourself. It's so easy to surrender care of yourself to your aging parent because you think you should. You should do more. You should be there more. You should respond to every phone call, every request. Jump when she says jump. However, that doesn't work. That's sort of where that codependency comes into play. Really important to take care of yourself. Go for walks. Eat right. Make sure you get good sleep. Make sure you have quality time away from your parent. Rejuvenate yourself. Spend time with your own family. go on dates with your husband, take a vacation without bringing mom. Sometimes we do take my mom with us on vacation, and sometimes she'll say, oh, I wish I was going with you. And I say, I know you do, but you know what? We have to go on our own. And that's okay. Well, I need to take another commercial break, and I will be back with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present hunterdonchamberradio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And I'm talking about taking care of our elderly parents, ending up with taking care of ourselves. It's really important. Talk to a friend, and we probably have friends who are also taking care of their elderly parents. So sharing what you're going through with someone who is handling the same thing is important. Now, not all of our friends have that, and so sometimes talking with someone who is not dealing with that can also be a bit of a life preserver. You probably hear me say this almost in every show, but call a therapist. You might find yourself feeling anxious, depressed, overwhelmed, stressed out. Talking to a therapist can be really useful. Have some fun. Have fun with your elderly parent. Do fun things. Play games. Take them to a movie. Rent a movie, like a good old-fashioned Marx Brothers movie. Take them on a picnic. Take them shopping. Go out to lunch. Enjoy their company. And I know that some of you struggle with your parents. I know that. I know, you know, some of us have had really difficult childhoods, and some of us have had issues with our parents as adults, and they're stubborn, and they're ornery, and they're still nasty. Well, you may say, I'm going to make sure that my parent is safe and comfortable, and I have to detach 100%. You may have to do that. However, recognize your standard, your limits and your boundaries. How much time can I spend with before I go crazy? And, you know, pray and meditate for yourself. It's very complex taking care of an aging parent. Open yourself up to the spiritual challenge, and you may actually build a closer relationship with your higher power. Get some downtime. Do some meditation, some deep breathing. Sit outside or go for a walk. It's so important to have some of that downtime for yourself. Because an aging parent can be very demanding. And sometimes, quite often, as a matter of fact, more times than you know, because of the financial burdens that are currently going on in our country, more and more people are bringing their elderly parent into their home. And that is a real challenge. Because all of a sudden, my kitchen is the kitchen I'm sharing with my mom. And it's a challenge. I may need to find time and space that is mine. I may need to get some assistance. I need to know what's realistic about what I can do and know my limits. I need to consider my schedule and how we get along. If we've had a cantankerous relationship, it may not really be in the best of both our welfare to have mom or dad move in. And then you also need to think about the physical ailments or the emotional or mental things that might be going on, such as Alzheimer's or other forms of dementia. This can actually change someone's personality and can make things either better or worse. You need to find out or figure out if your home is older adult friendly. And if not, gosh, just like making your home child friendly, you have to do the same thing with elderly. Is there rugs that they could trip over? The floor slippery? Is the bathroom big enough for a wheelchair or a walker? Does one of my children have to give up a bedroom? And do we need to talk about this as a family? Do we have to convert the living room or den into a bedroom? Will we have less privacy? Will our family member contribute financially? Sometimes they don't have the money. But we do need to be able to sit down with them and talk about it. Talk about it with our siblings. We may need some financial support from them. Talk to your children and your spouse about what you think it would be like to have a parent move in. I know that that's something that my husband and I talk about. The possibility of my mom at some point living with us. What that would be like. How we would handle it. Can we do that? And will that family member, your mom, your dad, be able to live by your house rules? Adjust to your need for privacy. Respect your boundaries. What if your parent smokes or drinks? You're living in my house now. You're going to smoke, you have to smoke outside. It is a lifestyle change. And you need to know all of the ins and outs to be aware if you want to take this on or not. And you may need to say, I need to get some help. Might be time to get someone else to come in and do the house cleaning because you're busy taking care of mom, or have someone in come in and actually help mom with bathing and eating and all of those kinds of things. You can get support. There are several organizations that offer support and classes for caregivers, including the National Alliance for Caregiving and the National Family Caregivers Association and the Family Caregiver Alliance. Every county has an office on aging, and they have many, many resources. The Office on Aging, every county has one. It's important to know that you are not alone. It's important to actually make sure that your parent has a social network, so getting them involved in a senior center, it's a great thing to do. So there are many challenges with having an adult parent who has reached that age in their life where they need your help. The most important thing, and I hope you take away from today's program, is that there are times when we do need to take care of our parent, that we need to do that caretaking. Not enabling, but caretaking. Sometimes rescuing, but mostly caretaking. And it can be a bonding experience. It can create a new intimacy that you never had with your parent. It can be a growth experience for you and your parent, and your children with their grandparent. You may end up with a stronger emotional connection. And ultimately, your life will be happier, and their life will be happier. So, I'm about at the end of my program for today, and if any of you are interested in finding out a little bit more about what I do and who I am, you can find me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.net. That's Altarol, R-O-L-L, counselor, O-R, all one word. .net. You can call me at 908-581-2277. That's 908-581-2277 or 908-237-2899. 908-237-2899. Leave a message if I don't answer about making an appointment. Comment about the show. Suggestion for another topic. I am on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Twitter. So you can find me in those areas also under Ruth Altamura Roll, MANCCLPC. I have my master's in counseling. I'm nationally certified and a licensed professional counselor. I have a private practice here in Flemington, right on Main Street. I've been in the field of counseling for over 30 years, and I have my private practice is moving towards 16 years. I work with people with depression, anxiety, obsessive-compulsive disorder, grief and loss, anger management, stress issues, obsessive-compulsive, I think I may have said that, post-traumatic stress disorder, couples counseling. And I consider myself holistic, meaning it's about treating you the whole person, cognitively, emotionally, relationally, spiritually, and physically. So again, if you would like to get more information about who I am and what I do, I don't keep a waiting list. It's altarolecounselor.net. And I hope this has been useful, and I hope you